thought so. God of all grace, at great cost you have given us your Son to be our brother, our substitute, our persecutor, righteousness, and Savior. And you have by your Holy Spirit given us repentance, whereby we despair ourselves and trust only in Christ. We thank you for the great gift you have given your church, for the Reformation, which brought the clear, comforting doctrine of the gospel to life. Keep us, we pray, faithful to this evangelical heritage. Comfort us by the gospel of justification. Work repentance in us daily through your law and gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, be with you and the Holy Spirit of one God forever and ever. Amen. The word of God which we shall consider briefly this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse, where we read as follows in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is the text. To your Christian friends, I would like to say how delighted I am to be here. As you said, instead of teach many times, but not since 15 bodies in here, and I don't see too many familiar faces, but I'm grateful. And I wondered a little bit what I'd talk about, and I thought I'd preach the same sermon I did a week or so ago at our seminary on the theme of the Reformation, because this year we're celebrating the Reformation all the time, as you know, the 400th anniversary of the former conquest. And in wondering what I might talk about, I began to wonder about all the opinions of what the Reformation really is in the minds of so many people. I suppose more books have been written about Luther and the Reformation than just about any other subject. And certainly more attempts made to interpret this great notable event. Prior to the Vatican Council, the average Roman Catholic historian would have a pretty easy answer to it all. A heretic monk had been let loose in the vineyard of the Lord. The Reformation was a revolt. Today, communists often give a little nicer interpretation of what happened. They see Luther as a great revolutionary, and the Reformation as one great step in the ultimate victory of the proletariat. The humanists of Luther's day, and perhaps also today, view the Reformation as some sort of offshoot of the Renaissance. Bad morals, superstitions, ignorance were all exposed, and taste and culture and learning were at least somewhat advanced through the Reformation. We Lutherans, of course, have given a different interpretation to all this. We've seen it as a spiritual movement, and rightly so.